I'm Steve Miller reporting. In the wake of the high school shooting that killed 17 people, Parkland, Florida community members took part in a demonstration Sunday. Augustin Hernandez, a 17-year-old, attends a school nearby the shooting.
This could have happened at any school, you know.
Right across from the rally, community members placed flowers and candles at a shrine in honor of the victims of the shooting. Survivors of last week's Florida high school massacre have announced a march on Washington and other major U.S. cities next month to demand tangible action so to prevent future school shootings. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says evidence of Russia tampering in the 2016 presidential campaign was clear-cut Friday after indictments were levied against 13 individuals and three Russian companies.
And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
President Donald Trump on Sunday said he believes Russia has been widely successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it has spawned. France reaffirmed its commitment to the Iran nuclear deal Monday, saying it wanted to be strictly implemented and was continuing talks with its European and U.S. partners on the program. The foreign ministry said France was concerned about Iran's ballistic missile program and its activities in the region, mentioning its support for the Houthi rebels in Yemen, but making no mention of its role in Syria. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. South Africa's opposition criticized new President Cyril Ramaphosa's first State of the Nation address, questioning whether